I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
Welcome, 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 everyone. We got a special show here for you today on Wise Men Radio. Coming out of CITR 101.9, Vancouver, British Columbia, on the unceded Musqueam territory. Like I said, I'm your host, Austin, and we have a very special guest for everyone today. His name is Gary Fisher.
Or Cough Daddy.
Cough Daddy.
I'm known all over the campus. I mean, most people know me as Gary Fisher, but a lot of people like Cough Daddy as well. So, you know, when you see me, give me a wave.
Yeah, he kind of looks like a guy got hair on his head and...
I wear shoes sometimes.
Sometimes he wears shoes.
Today I'm wearing two different colored socks.
So, two? That's kind of wacky.
That'll be the pinpoint when you see me, you know?
Yeah. That's true. Most of the times people wear the same colored socks.
Yeah, but today's a special day.
Today is a special day, huh?
You know why?
Yeah. Why is that, Will Kaufman, Gary Fisher?
Well, in our faculty, there's a thing called coconut.
Coconut.
And coconut brings everyone in the faculty together.
Faculty of Forestry.
We have a great, great day where start off with softball and just continues until the party at the UBC farm.
Yeah, it's always like one of the best days of the year. Right now we're going to be giving you guys some insight to this new softball tournament throughout the radio show. We've got a couple of our teammates at a co-team they're having a
breakfast
with the opposing team that we are playing later this afternoon.
So maybe we'll get some hints and strategy of what's up to come.
Yeah, you know, we'll phone them in
later this afternoon.
Yeah, the phone's kind of confusing to use, so we're gonna take some test runs while I play a couple of these songs coming up, and try to smooth things out. But I'll be honest, it might be a little bit of a bumpy ride the phone.
But we'll be right there with you.
Yeah, we're all in this together.
We're all in this together. And no matter what happens, you know, digitally. You know, we're here and it's just one big happy family.
Yeah, right? You can just imagine us pushing buttons.
Yeah.
Being like, I don't know. Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, just pushing buttons. And but it doesn't matter. End of the day.
End of the day, it's all the same thing. You're going to go to bed and wake up.
Yeah. It's just another day.
Just another day. All right. Well, so the first song I have for you guys today is going to be a song by a band called the Garys.
Wow.
Garys.
I feel like this is just for me.
Just for Gary Fisher. I made the song list for this show a long time ago, earlier this week, so I kind of forgot which song this was, but I believe it's a slower song to get you guys up and out of the bed this morning. We're going to ease you out.
Get you out of that cocoon.
Yeah, get you out of that cocoon. Metamorphosized to beautiful butterfly today, guys. All right. The Garys are from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Great place. I'll be around there this summer. The song is called In This Dream by the Garys off their upcoming album that's coming out May 6th. Few days from now. No, it's actually a month from now.
Yeah, a little off.
Yeah, a little off. But Warm Buds is the album. I'm going to go ahead and play this bad boy. See you guys on the other side. We'll have a couple other cool songs and smiles all to come. Thank you. Yeah, wake up, everyone.
Important, but not always affordable. Luckily, Sprouts has not one, but two on-campus cafes that serve organic, earth-friendly, locally produced meals at prices that don't make you want to cry. Stop by Sprouts Cafe in the basement of the Old Sob or Seedlings Cafe on the top floor of the Graduate Building above Kerner's Pub. If you want more information about our cafes, initiatives, or are interested in volunteering, visit our website, ubcsprouts.ca, like our page on Facebook, or give us a sneaky follow on Instagram at SproutsUBC.
Well, we're back here with Wise Men Radio on CITR 101.9.
So, Austin, something you forgot to mention today.
Oh.
Is this day is not only about coconut, but about a very small, special fish.
Yes, yes.
A fish known as the Nooksack Dace.
Yes, that's true. Very true.
For those who don't know, the Nooksack Dace has a few small populations in British Columbia and is now, I believe, to be threatened or endangered.
Yeah, I think it is threatened. Yeah. But the Nooksack Dace, man, I love that little fish.
Our team this year kind of had this idea that we love this fish so much that we are going to show as much support as we can for the fish throughout the day, and our team t-shirts, and throughout the day we're going to be supporting the Nooksack Dace.
Yeah.
So you guys see people.
Our team name is Nooksack Dace, and we're basically asking the Nooksack Dace to save us. Nooksack Dace is the almighty creature in this world, and we all have something to learn from it.
If anything you see around you is probably due to the Nooksack Dace.
Yeah. So we've got a list of facts that we can list off for you about the Nooksack Dace. We could just rattle off some from the top of our heads.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's so many. It eats like what? Ice, carbon.
Yeah.
Carpets.
Rice. It only eats those things, but every Nooksack Dace has a symbiotic relationship with a beaver.
Oh,
actually.
Yeah.
And the Nooksack Dace are considered the brains of the operation, and they help construct the
dams. Pretty much like tell the beaver what to do.
Yeah.
So also, kind of fun fact is like, you know, Dr. Dre's Beats headphones, right?
Yeah, Beats.
Yeah. So Dr. Dre actually tested his headphones first on a Nooksack Dace.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It was in this crazy, crazy laboratory, you know, millions and millions of dollars. But anyways, a long story short, the headphones weren't waterproof.
They weren't, yeah.
But, I mean, the Nooksack Dace, they wouldn't Nooksack have done that without the Nooksack Dace.
Yeah, a good fact about the Nooksack Dace. Nooksack Dace is waterproof.
Is waterproof. It's also airproof.
Airproof.
It's also bulletproof.
Bullets.
Proof, it's proof.
Yeah, it's Gore-Tex, actually. It's Nooksack Dace has developed this relationship with the Gore-Tex company where they supply their skin to them now. Some call it a sellout, but I call it incredible marketing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know any other company that's had such a good relationship with a species such as Gore-Tex and the Nooksack Dace. I mean, really mind-blowing, and it's great to see these two working together. And, I think there's more room to grow, too, you know?
Yeah, that's true. There is much more room to grow. But speaking about Gore-Tex, I am going to call... we're going to try the phone here, everyone. We're going to call one of our sponsored athletes by Gore-Tex, Daniel Malvin, who should be at this breakfast potluck that we've got going on with the other team here. So let me just try to dial this number in here.
We're trying something new here, so hang tight with us. Or keep the lines tight.
Yeah, keep the lines tight like a fish.
Fish on your line.
Fish on your line. All right. Oh, all right. Let's see. Do we got it? Oh, it's calling.
Right.
Wow. First time here.
Crazy.
A call. If he doesn't answer, I don't know what to do. It'd be very sad.
Still sleeping.
Yeah.
Hey, you reached Daniel Malvin.
Let's leave him a voicemail on air, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello, Daniel Malvin.
Guess who it is?
Yeah, we're on air with CITR 101.9, and hopefully you're not running late.
Yeah, wake up. Wake up, you lazy bum.
Yeah. That's That's not nice.
Yeah, sorry. But we'll see you on the softball field, all right?
Yeah, yeah, you better have your A game going, because we're only looking for A pitchers.
A pitchers and A nooksack daces.
A nooksack dace. Okay. Well, anyways, I've got nothing else to say to you. You're dead to me. yeah, okay, I don't know how to hang up this phone, but that's the one glitch we didn't figure out, is how to hang up.
We kind of just assumed they were going to hang up, but we didn't think about leaving a voice message.
Yeah, so I guess we could just keep going on with the show with the voice message going, because that's kind of funny.
Yeah,
so he's going to have, like, half the show is the voice message.
Yeah,
which,
so it'll be saved under his phone.
Yeah.
Memories.
Yeah, good memories, good times. We might get like a beeping, like being like,
message too long.
Message too long, yeah. But
all right.
But anyways, I'll play a song
and we'll figure this.
Be back shortly, very shortly, with more Nooksack Dace Day facts. I'm gonna quickly play a Mac DeMarco song, my favorite Mac DeMarco song. Help you. Smile up, everyone. Mac DeMarco always makes me smile, so I hope you guys are going to smile.
And this one will make you cook something good, too.
Yeah, you're going to be cooking up something good.
Yeah.
Okay, whoa. Okay, let me start this over. Sorry, guys. I'm running a rough ship for you. All right, bye.
Supersonic ships at your disposal if you feel so inclined. Well, alright. We're gonna travel faster than light, so drop your overcoat tight and we'll go anywhere you want to decide.
Too many people, side by side. Johnny Crockett ship. Nobody has to be hemmed. Nobody needs to be out of sight. Nobody's gonna travel second class at the equality and no suppression of minorities. We'll take this planet, shake it round, and turn it upside down. My supersonic rocket ship. Supersonic ships at your disposal if you feel so inclined. But alright. Nobody gonna travel second class, there'll be equality and no suppression of minorities. But alright. Let me take you on a little trip.
Welcome back to Wise Men Radio on CITR 101.9.
Woo!
Yeah, 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 woo! Coconut Day. It's a big day. Thanks for everyone who tuned in. It's a really special show. Yeah, really special show for everyone to tune into. If this is your first time tuning in, normally our shows aren't like this. It's normally a lot of songs, but we're trying to mix it up a bit.
Yeah,
with a lot of dialogue about a small fish, a small but brave fish,
and critically important.
Critically important.
So we're gonna get some insight view fish, as well as how this day is gonna turn out for our team on this big tournament we're gonna play in.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, it is Coconut Day here on the UBC campus
with the Faculty of Forestry.
Yeah. Coconut is a big softball tournament, which
more than just softball, though.
Yeah, more than just softball.
It's about
love.
It's about love. It's about being out in the sun, which you don't get very much in Vancouver. Speaking of which, I have to put sunscreen on today.
Yeah, don't forget sunscreen. Yeah, don't want to get burnt.
Fry up like a prune out there if I don't.
Yeah. Anyways, we're going to try another phone dial to a secret mystery player from the...
From the Nukesack Dace team.
Let's see what she's got to say. That one. That's the button I want to push. Let's see if it worked. Oh, yeah, that's the click.
All right. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, I like the sound of that ring.
Yeah.
Good morning. Thank you for Good morning. Thank you for calling the Nukesack Dace hotline.
Oh, hello. Hello. Yes, we are. I'm Austin from Wise Men Radio on CITR 101.9,
and I'm Gary Fisher, as you probably already know.
Yeah, no need for introductions.
Yeah, you know me.
We got this number from an unidentified source that you knew many facts about the Nooksack Days.
Would you like to share it with the public?
Yes, we actually have a team of conservationists here, ready at the ready, with some rousing Nooksack Days facts to start your morning. The first is coming from Joshua Friedman. Now, he is a Nooksack Days biologist specializing in the mighty Nooksack itself.
Okay,
and
wow.
This is the fact that he has prepared for your listeners this morning.
Oh, great.
Paul, as my coworker has told you, I know way too much about Nooksack in general. The first and most important fact about the Nooksack Days is that although classified as an omnivore, they are the only fish in the world, the only animal in the world, actually, that subsists entirely off of frozen water. Yes, that is ice.
Nooksack ice?
Only eats ice.
Wow.
Huh. So, okay.
Okay. Does ice have a lot of carbohydrates?
You see, ice, it's just water. So there's not a whole lot to it.
Yeah, so it's just what makes it special, you know?
It eats all this hydrogen and oxygen and somehow fixes that into carbon.
Oh.
And then goes to like 700 pounds, which is the largest ever found in Nooksack Days.
Huh. Ladies and gentlemen, we found a new protein source.
Yeah, ice. Wow. Imagine if humans could digest ice like in that fashion, that Nooksack. Wow, I think we all have something to learn from the mighty Nooksack.
That just cooled me off here.
Yeah.
Oh, you think that's cool? Get a load of this back. Breaking news. We have just heard that Oprah Winfrey has donated half her estate to the Nooksack Days Fund. So thank you, Oprah, for all that you do for the Nooksack Days.
Oh, wow. Yes. Thank you, Oprah. I'm a big fan of your O magazine, actually. Very, very informative and very well written.
You know, she has a place in Chicago.
Chicago, yeah. Oh, yes. That's a beautiful city, huh?
Beautiful city. No Nooksack Days.
No Nooksack Days. They are only endemic to a few rivers here in British Columbia, but mainly around the world. They,
they'll be seen on every continent.
Yeah, they're seen here and there, but it's fading. Do we have any more facts?
Well, they're seen on every continent because of their wind dispersal, but we do have another fact. From the primary biologist on our team, Mariella Baku.
Oh,
yeah. Now, Mariella is a bit hard to reach these days, but I think she has a fact prepared for you right here. breaking news again from Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah.
that's the Nooksack Days nickname for her.
Oh, okay.
We've found out that actually her estate has many pools that she's dedicated to the Nooksack Days.
She has the largest North American breeding program.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Backyard.
Wow.
Where would the Nooksack Days be without Oprah?
Yeah, probably in a small pond.
Yeah.
A puddle.
Puddle.
A puddle in nowhere.
On the corner of the street.
The middle of Nook nowhere.
Reading a Nook.
They're the biggest fan base, I would say. The Nooksack Days.
Oprah is the biggest fan base?
Well, both working mutually in a relationship. The Nooksack Days for Oprah Winfrey, and then Oprah Winfrey for the Nooksack Days.
Wow. Yeah, they seem to be very very close. As of late, I've seen multiple Instagrams of the Nooksack Days appearing on Oprah Winfrey's Instagram, of course. Yeah.
Right. But I think more than just Oprah Winfrey, I think today's about getting everyone closer to the Nooksack Days.
Yeah, yes. That's why if you come down to the fields on
on the south end of campus, there'll be so much Nooksack Days propaganda, you'll go nookalistic.
Yeah, you'll probably pee your pants.
Yeah.
But this is a very informative phone call we have here with all these. It's very lucky that we have this Nooksack Days convention in town on the day.
Such professionals from all over the world coming together and really sharing their thoughts and concerns. It's great.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I'm loving every minute of it.
What a show.
Yeah, what a show.
What a show you guys have in store today.
Yeah. Yeah, make sure everyone comes down to the softball fields, I guess. Yeah, I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, we'll tell you a little bit more, and yeah, it'll be a great time. We'll be swinging for the fences, as you know.
Swing for the stars, Gary Fisher.
Swing for the stars, and hopefully you'll end up with a Nuke Tech Dace in your hand.
Yeah. All right, does anyone have any other final words for our out of our phone?
Unfortunately, now everyone is getting ready to go to the softball tournament.
Doing their
prayers and putting on their lucky sock.
Yes.
We've run out of facts for the day, but call the Nooksack Days hotline anytime, and we will be happy to give you
That is 1-800-N-O-O-C-C. C-C. Yeah.
C-C. Toll free.
Toll free. Again, that is 1-800-N-O-O-C-C.
Again, that is 1-800-N-O-O-C-C.
Again, that is 1-800-N-O-O-C-C. One more time for the listeners at home. N-O-O-C-C. Yeah, and we lost our phone there, but we gained thousands of viewers off that.
Your knowledge is growing tremendously with the small fish.
Yeah, I mean, small fish. Small fish, small brain.
Small fish, small brain, but your soon big brain going to be big.
Yeah, soon your little brain is going to be big with a Nooksack Dace
and
inside of it.
And with all this ice the Nooksack can eat, the fish will become big too.
Yeah. Yeah, this is great. This is a great, great day we have today. Beautiful weather. I believe the forecast is 17 degrees and sunny.
Yeah, how about that, Vancouverites?
Yeah. But anyways, I was going to play another. I'm going to play another song. Maybe we'll do one more final phone conversation. And we're almost out of time, too.
But hey, feel free to come by and say hi to us at the softball field.
Yeah.
And we'd love to talk some Dacism with you.
Yeah, Dacism. Yeah, feel free anytime. But the song that we're going to play right now is by, it's kind of a funny thing. It's just like this dad that recorded his kids singing a song, so I thought it would be very appropriate for today on Nooksack Day. Because Nooksack is very, Nooksack, one thing that Nooksack stands for is family. It's the F. It's that's what F. The F in Nooksack stands for.
Family forever.
Family forever, actually. Yeah, that's true.
Forever
yeah.
Love.
I think Nooksack whispered that into my ear before I went to bed last night. But anyways, the song is called Chocolate Song. It's a demo off of by Bus Stop Kings from their their album, demo album.
You should see this album cover.
Album Rough. Yeah, it's just like a family portrait. It's pretty funny. But anyways, check it out. See you later.
Tasty.
It's chocolate, oh yeah. It's chocolate, oh yeah. It's chocolate, oh yeah. It's chocolate, oh yeah.
It melts in my lovely mouth.
Yummy in my tummy like I don't even care.
It's chocolate, oh yeah. It's chocolate, oh yeah.
It's chocolate, oh yeah.
There's caramel,
milk,
and white chocolate.
What about dark chocolate?
It's chocolate, oh yeah.
It's chocolate, oh yeah.
It's best thing ever.
And it's soft and tasty.
It's chocolate, oh yeah.
The end.
Yeah, welcome back. That was
short but fun.
Short but fun song. I'm gonna play a song by the psychic
psychic ills
and hope Sandoval next.
Sandoval.
It's I Don't Mind. It's okay. So, yeah, it's a Psychic Ales are a very sick band. Hope Sandoval is basically Mazzy Star. But together they are beautiful. But anyways, I have the song up now, and so I'm gonna stop talking.
Yeah, just play the song.
Yeah, it's new.
New.
It's from their upcoming album, Inner Journey Out, and that is going to be out on June 3rd. Hope you guys like. We'll be right back.
Do you like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends downtown, like 10% off at Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Studio Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, The Fall Tattooing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Welcome back. CITR 101.9, Wise Men Radio. All right. We're at the final 5, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Of our show.
But we have a great guest coming up.
Yeah. One last phone call for everyone. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I guess that last song, again, was by the Psychic Ills and Hope Sandoval. I Don't Mind, off their newest, new upcoming album. For what it's called, Inner Journey Out.
Yeah. Oh, it's kind of like the Nuke Sack Days.
Yeah, kind of like the Nuke Sack Days.
He's trying to find his way out, but he's stuck in it.
But
stuck in it, huh?
Yeah. All right, but anyways, I don't know what that means.
We have,
we're going to phone our biggest baseball strategist, our two biggest baseball strategists, Riley Finn and Jeremy Greenberg. They're going to join us on the phone right now.
Give us some strategy.
Please consult your directory and call again or ask your operator for a...
That wasn't right.
All right, let's try this again.
Yeah, let's see. Wait, on air. Okay, cool. One more. I will do this again. But yeah, they should know. If you guys were wondering, what is our game plan today to defeat these
goblins.
Goblins of...
Goons and goblins.
Yeah, goons and goblins.
Forestry. These guys are going to know it. And yeah. They have some tricks up their sleeves. Let's just hope they're wearing sleeves. Am I right?
Yeah. It's going to be hot today, though.
Yeah, I might tore the sleeves off already.
Yeah. It's not working. Okay, last phone, man. I got I'm punching that number in.
Punch it in.
And then...
We're having some technical difficulties here. But, still, we have the Nuke Sack Days to thank, so...
Yeah. This day was brought to you by the Nuke Sack Days.
Nuke Sack Days and Nuke Sack Days Conservation Society.
Yes, that is very true. Yeah, it's not working. Don't really know what to say for you guys, folks.
All right, well, if I can maybe chime in for that, I think our strategy will be really working together.
Working together.
Swinging hard and throwing hard and always have your eyes on the ball, you know?
Yeah, the big thing is the eyes.
Copy completed is dialed.
Oops.
Please consult.
My bad. eyes are always going to be on balls. Eyes are going to be... towards the Nuke Sack Days tonight.
You know, we're not just playing baseball. This is Daceball.
Yeah, this is Daceball here on the Coconut Day.
Coconut Day Daceball. You know, many get the two confused, but there's a big difference, actually. Daceball is more about...
friendship.
Friendship and love. And, you know, it's not about who scores the most, but rather who appreciates that we're all together. Outside.
That's true. I couldn't agree more with the statement that you have made. I love being outside with the Nuke Sack Days.
Yeah. Because the Nuke Sack Days lives outside.
He does. Well, along with me, I sometimes live outside.
Yeah, actually, we lived outside this summer.
That's true.
For those who don't know, we went on a massive journey throughout British Columbia picking mushrooms, and our friendship is sealed forever.
Forever.
Still.
Okay, this is our
last.
Okay. Well, Riley Finn's got a wrong phone number. His phone number is broken. But yeah, maybe we can get him on the phone for last little bit.
Let's see here.
But We're gonna break away to ads for a bit, for like just a little bit.
We're gonna try to figure this out.
Yeah, I'll be with you in a bit.
Nothing goes together better than live music and a beer. Or two. Or five. Wait a minute. An estimated 886,000 Canadians age 15 and older abused or were dependent on alcohol in 2012. 1 in 7 Canadians age 15 years and older experience verbal, emotional, and physical abuse as a result of another person's drinking. Make sure a fun night out doesn't ruin everyone else's, or your own. If you see yourself or someone you know slightly off-key, help everyone out and step in. After all, you want to be able to remember the show tomorrow morning.
All right, we're back.
All right, we're going to try this again. I think Austin had the wrong phone number.
Yeah, I hit the wrong one.
That's what happens when you have a Samsung.
Yeah, Samsung Galaxy S4.
Yeah, you can never get the right numbers on those phones.
Yeah.
Whoever has a Samsung. I don't know how you talk to people.
Okay. Moment of truth.
Please consult your director.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, okay. Well, we can call Jeremy Greenberg, huh?
Yeah, we can try Jeremy. It's Jeremy UBC.
Oh. Jeremy UBC, huh? All right. One last call for humankind.
Dacism in humankind here.
Yeah, we all like each other, which is good. Because Nooksack Dace is pretty much is the reason why we're here. Now I think our phone line's just dead. We could try calling him on your phone and then
speaker it up.
Yeah.
All right.
But let's get the speaker going. I'm gonna play one more ad for you guys. Sorry. And then we'll
be
back.
Finish it up.
Yeah.
Having trouble finding affordable, fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe, located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
All right, we're back. We're putting them... We got
Riley Finn, our baseball analyst for the game, on speakerphone right now.
I'm on right now?
Yeah?
Yeah. Hi, Riley.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm the baseball analyst.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Yeah, you're the baseball analyst.
Baseball analyst. What are the three pillars to win the game?
Three pillars, eh? So what you guys are saying about eyes on balls, that's the first pillar. First and second, actually.
Okay.
Oh, second.
Eyes are first, balls are second.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then the third one is just living in the moment, I think.
Yeah. You
know, just being present, mostly.
Mentally or physically?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
Huh.
And you can do that. It's tough, but you can do that.
How do you do that? Can you enlighten me?
Just sunlight.
Sunlight.
Sunlight, yeah. Sunlight. You'll be present in the sun. The sun will show who you are, yeah.
I mean, if it gets cloudy, I might be a bit removed from the situation, but...
But mentally, you'll be there, and physically, maybe not, because I can't see you with the clouds, huh?
Yeah. Well, clouds fog everything up.
Yeah, Vancouver weather, gosh.
Well, not Vancouver weather today, you got...
Oh, yeah, like, I mean, jeez.
Seattle weather we got today.
Yeah.
Seattle, huh? You think Seattle's much better?
Shout out to Seattle.
Seattle, the city of sun.
City of sellouts, more like it.
So, Riley, anything else you have to say about the Nooksack Dace as well?
Well, you know, the scientific jury is still a little bit out on the Nooksack Dace. I've heard that we know about the Nooksack and we know about the Dace, but as far as putting them together, it's a fucking phenomenon. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
That's a phenomenon indeed.
Yeah, it's truth is out there, but we just gotta find it.
We just gotta put the facts in the books and put the books in the shelves.
Yeah, we gotta separate facts from lies, especially. But which is the main goal of our thing tonight. And if anyone,
I mean, that's science is just facts from lies, you know.
Yeah, science. Yeah. Is that's, yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah, we're really just straightening the facts out today with the Nuke Sack Days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting it all straight and figured out.
It's been a big step for Nuke Sack kind. For sure.
You're sure right. Yeah. Sure right. All right. Well, we'll see you out there on the field. Yeah. And
catch some pop flies for us. How about?
Yeah, we'll do a good pregame warm up.
Yeah, pregame warm up.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
Yeah, stretch. Yeah, make sure you hydrate.
Who can drink a beer with breakfast and who can catch a pop fly, you know? That's
yeah.
what it's about.
Yeah, that's
what it comes down to, am
all
I right?
That, that's what it's, that's what the Lord intended.
Our Lord Nooksack.
Our Lord Nooksack.
Praise Dacism.
Yeah, Dacism and Dacism. All. All right, well,
Poetry?
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll see you boys on the field.
Yeah, we'll
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, all yeah, right. Yeah.
See ya, bud.
See ya.
Well, that's what we got for the Nooksack Days analyst baseball guy.
It's been a pleasure being on the show, Austin. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. I couldn't have done it without you.
No,
I'd like to shouts out to Gary Fisher over here, and shouts out to the Nooksack Days and everyone who helps
and
conservation.
Have a great coconut, everyone.
Yeah, I'm gonna end off with a grab bag song. Yeah, and stay tuned for Lucy's student special hour. It's gonna be sick. Yeah. Bye. Oh, this is a Denver. I don't know how to say his last name.
Mi amor no tiene esperanza, aunque te esperará. Mi corazón se avanza, un fantasma cuerpo real. Mi amor no tiene venganza, aunque te matará. Este viejo no se cansa, siempre te persigará. Así que ve, amor, no necesita esperanza. Ven, amor, aunque feo amor no grita en mi lancha. Thank you.
Good morning, beautiful British Columbia. My name is Lucy, and you are listening to the Students